This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Dallas police say the number of officer applications has increased 344% since the deadly July 7th shootings. 467 applications, or about 39 per day, have come in so far. The department received only 136 applications from June 8th through the 20th. DPD has been struggling to retain and recruit police officers. Police Chief David Brown last week told CNN officers have been leaving because of low pay.
These officers risk their lives for $40,000 a year. $40,000 a year. And this is not sustainable not to support these people.
Officer pay in Dallas starts at just under $45,000 a year. In Fort Worth, it's about $52,000 a year. The Dallas Police Association is working with the city to try to close the pay gap. Dallas police expect to have newly negotiated salaries by October. Democrats will face their own questions about unity at their national convention this week. Leaked emails reveal the party's national committee favored former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Clinton easily won the March 1st primary in Texas, so the majority of Texas delegates are aligned with her. However, North Texas delegate Lauren Tinney says she's taking her cue from Sanders.
Very curious to see where everything heads, but my purpose is the same. I support Bernie. I voted for Bernie. The people voted for me to come and vote for Bernie.
Sanders will address the full convention tonight. It's part of live NPR coverage on 90.1 beginning at 7. Now to Vital Signs, where we explore common health issues each week. Today, weight loss drugs. They don't take the weight off by themselves, but a recently published study shows some prescription medicines do help. I talked about this with Dr. Jamie Almendoz, an expert in non-surgical weight loss at UT Southwestern Medical Center.
Weight loss medications traditionally have been appetite suppressants. When I phrase it to people, these are tools that help you not take in the calories, they're a bit surprised. A lot of people have a preconceived notion that weight loss medications are going to help them lose weight regardless of what they do.
What did this study into weight loss medication find?
The study looked at the available data from randomized controlled trials, which have been performed mostly in the last 10 years, to see which weight loss medications are most effective. Currently, the most effective weight loss medications that we have are either combination therapies of an older stimulant medication called phentermine with one called topiramate, which is used as an anti-seizure or anti-headache medication. And what they found is that these medications independently help people to lose weight by suppressing appetite or making them feel fuller when they eat. But when they're used in combination, they can be used at lower doses with usually fewer side effects.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps to people to suppress their appetite, feel fuller sooner so that they eat less. And that kind of helps with that part of the energy balance equation.
The study found, what, five in all that were more successful than the others?
Since 2012, we've had four new weight loss medications come onto the market, and four of those five were included in this study.
Which are?
There's one which is a combination of phentermine and topiramate, another one which is a diabetes medicine. It's not a stimulant. It's a protein hormone that our intestine makes when it sees food. So it works at multiple levels to tell the brain that there's food in the system. It helps to balance our energy intake and also slows the stomach emptying so people feel fuller quicker. There's a combination called bupropion and naltrexone. One of them is an antidepressant medication combined with something that works on our opioid receptors. There's also an older medication called orlistat, which blocks how we digest fat in the intestine. The main side effect of that's diarrhea, so not many people either tolerate or like the side effects of that medicine.
I was going to ask you about side effects of these medicines.
With regards to the stimulant-type medications, they really work on the sympathetic nervous system, so feel
the
a little bit more.
Sympathetic nervous system?
It suppresses appetite through pathways in the brain, but the side effects of the activity of the sympathetic nervous system would be faster heart rate or anxiety or insomnia for some people.
Let's say, though, if I came to you and said, Doctor, you know, I could stand to lose some pounds, and I've tried, and for whatever reason, I just don't seem to be doing well with that. Would you recommend the weight loss medication as a first step, or would this be further down the road?
I think what the best approach is to get a good history on the patient in terms of what they've tried, what may have worked for them in the past, and find out what challenges they've had and start addressing those. I think unless you lay an excellent foundation of lifestyle changes, dietary modifications, physical activity as much as the patient can do it, weight loss medications aren't going to be effective for a long period of time. What we know is that when we have the patients on the medications, they do lose weight, and they typically will plateau in their weight loss after around 6 months. And we know that when we take them off the medications, they regain probably most of the weight, if not all of it. So these are medications.
It's a step. It's not a cure.
Exactly.
So then if you're looking for an effective way to lose weight, what would you recommend to someone as the best first course of action?
I think tracking what you're eating, looking at your calorie intake, and making sure that you're taking into consideration everything that crosses your lips. It's very easy in our modern workplace and the way in which our days are structured because we're so busy to not be mindful of what and how we're eating. Many people will eat breakfast on the run in their car or have breakfast in front of their computer while they're trying to answer, emails, or they're eating dinner in front of the TV. And it's hard to keep track of what we're eating or how many calories we're ingesting if we're either eating our food while we're distracted or if we're snacking or between meals to give ourselves energy to go on or to give ourselves motivation as a reward for doing the things that we have to do in our days.
Dr. Almendoz, thank you for being with me.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Dr. Jamie Almendoz is an assistant professor in UT Southwestern Medical Center's Department of Internal Medicine. As for the forecast, partly sunny skies, a high of 95, but also a 40% chance of rain today, 20% chance of it tonight, 30% chance tomorrow. Right now, 82 degrees in Dallas, 83 in Fort Worth, 78 in Wichita Falls, 77 in Tyler